Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 8, series 45 of the daily walking podcast that says, why not get away from your desk at lunchtime, walk in nature for just 10 minutes, experience the profound and surprising mental and physical health benefits that doing so on a daily basis can make. Right, we're talking about uncertainty this series, and I want to talk about routine and uncertainty today because I think it can be a very calming and reassuring approach to uncertain times. Welcome to Walk the Pod. Why is routine helpful for uncertain times? Now, I think this will be very obvious, possibly, so I've got to apologise if this is just too obvious, but I think that when we are in a period of uncertainty, routine can be very, very helpful because it provides certainty about certain things, if that makes sense. So I'm going through an uncertain period at work at the moment. However, because I am a reasonably routine-based person, although some people will be laughing quietly to themselves at that idea, but I think I am a reasonably routine-based person. I know that even though the future may be unclear, today is not unclear. Today is quite clear because today I will get up at a certain time, have a coffee, inhale some saline because I keep my respiratory system going with salt water, which is a slightly odd way to exist, but it's because of a medical condition called subglottic stenosis, for those interested or of medical persuasions. So I inhale some saline, I drink some coffee, I inhale in a different sense, in a more silly sense of the word, some Alpen, and I take my daughter to school, child one and child two having already taken themselves to school, and then I sit down in front of my laptop and I do some work or I go into the office, depending on what day it is, and all of those things bring a certain amount of calmness and sureness to the day, even though I don't know very much about what the future is going to look like. I know what today looks like, and as I've said to you on many occasions before, when I'm not sure or I'm worried about something, it really helps not to try to think about all of time at the same moment. To think, well, if I feel very unsure about things, or if I feel like there's too much to do or too much to think about, or events coming up that I'm not sure about, it helps just to think, well, I'll just think about today then, because today is reasonably easy to understand. And one of the sort of psychological or philosophical techniques that I remember reading about a while ago was just to ask yourself, do you feel out of control right now? Because if you don't feel out of control right now, then things are maybe less bad than you think, for right now is the only moment that we actually have, because all the ones in the future don't really exist. All the ones in the past are over. We only have the current moment. So going back to routines, I think that if you're in an uncertain time and if it feels very, very difficult to know how things are going to look in a week or a month or 6 months, first of all, decide you're not going to think about all of that chunk of time and you're just going to think about a more manageable amount of time, like this afternoon. And secondly, have a think about whether you could maybe do more of the same things in order every day, just to give yourself absolute certainty about the things that you can control. And knowing what the difference is between things we can control and things we can't control is perhaps one of the most sensible discernments to make in life. If something's on the I cannot control this list, well, probably not a great deal of point worrying about it then. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's a very ponderous episode today. I may have had slightly too much lunch. I'm just sort of in a slight kind of hazy state. Hello! There's a cat under the beautiful magnolia with the glass mushroom underneath. Hey, sweetie! It's not having any of it. I mean, yes, it is. It is having some of it. It's coming over to say hello. Yes! Hey! Now, the kids have a cat called Muffin that they like to visit along here, and this might be Muffin. Muffin is black and white, this cat is black and white. And we have a cat at home called Hooper who's black and white as well. And this cat is not so similar to Hooper, but slightly similar. Black with white socks on. And very warm because he or she has been lying in the sunshine. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, the bees have all decided to turn up today. I think it's been grey and miz and overcast and wet and horrible in the UK for ages. And today, the bees have decided that it is now nice enough to come out and start doing things. So there's loads of rosemary everywhere on the road I live on and this one, which is the next door road. And there's bees all over the rosemary. There's also bees all over the cherry blossom and the trees. So that's lovely. And when I walked child three to school this morning, we captured 7 different types of bird on the Merlin app. What were they? Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Hang on, let me just see. I'll read you all the Latin names because I know you like that kind of thing. Hang on, hold caller. Old caller. Oh, here we go. So, the first one we captured was a house sparrow, Passer domesticus. Then we picked up a European robin, Erythicus rubicula. Then a great tit, Paris major. Then a Eurasian blue tit, Cyanistes cerulis. And then walking towards the lake, a dunnock, Prunella modularis. And then when we got to the lake, a couple of others, a Eurasian coot, Fulica atra, and a ring-necked parakeet, Psittacula crameri. So there's your science for the day. If you wanted to know where your science was coming from today, there's some Latin scientific names of birds for you. You are welcome. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. This has been episode 8 of series 45 on uncertainty and routine. I hope it's been helpful. Got 2 more episodes to do if you want to contribute some last thoughts to uncertainty. And then blow me down if we're not going to start thinking immediately about what we talk about in series 46. I'm absolutely delighted that I now seem to have the sound of the pod back under control. We've not got clipped voice tracks that are overloading the microphone anymore. We've not got music that drowns out my voice. So that's very good. A little bit of traffic noise still, but I'm still walking around in urban streets in southwest London, so not much I can do about that really. Apart from reapply my microphone baffle, which was kindly supplied by one-eyed bloke in Muswell Hill. So thank you for listening. Thank you for walking with me. I've really enjoyed this series. I'm fascinated to know what we're going to talk about next. And I would like to ask you, as always, to take care of your beautiful mind, please. Try to enjoy the imperfect day. And I'll be back with episode 9 tomorrow.